It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, you certainly heard about that tragedy this week on Tuesday in Genoa, Italy. That bridge collapsing, killing at least 38 people. Related to that, and what you may not have heard this week, alarming news about our infrastructure here in Iowa. Structurally deficient bridges and poor roads have landed Iowa in the number 9 spot. This is a new ranking of the nation's worst infrastructure. Now, that dismal ranking for Iowa comes from a new index by financial news company 24/7 Wall Street. Here to help us understand the ranking, Aaron Grandquist, co-chair of the Next Iowa Infrastructure Report Card, also project manager at the engineering firm HR Green, Inc., and he joins us from that firm in Cedar Rapids. Aaron, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Ben. It's good to be back with you.
What about Iowa's infrastructure concerns you most when you look at this report and in the context of other reports that have been in the past about Iowa's infrastructure?
Yeah, I certainly saw the recent news about that ranking. I would, however, say that they really only looked at 3 infrastructure categories, so to speak. They looked at roads, bridges, and high-hazard dams. And then I guess the 4th data point being the spending per capita on that the DOT spends. So I don't think it's quite as comprehensive as the one that ASCE has done in the past, both at the national level and at the state level. So even though that ranking is certainly not great, what it kind of does is it takes one of the worst performing categories, which of course is the bridges in Iowa, and I think it unfairly weights that nationwide and just gives us, you know, a poor ranking. I think we actually do a little bit better when you take more categories into consideration.
Mm-hmm. But when we do look at bridges, unlike, well, roads, poorly maintained roads can injure, kill people, cause accidents, but bridges in really a catastrophic way, I guess. That's why, especially with the news this week, we have so much focus on it. Tell us about the condition of Iowa bridges as you see it.
Sure. Of course, the news from Italy was certainly alarming, and that was a big bridge with a lot of users over a waterway. I would say that the similar bridges like that are used the most and have the most chance for a catastrophic failure or loss of life if there is a failure, those are in pretty good shape. I mean, those are on your primary road systems. They get a lot of attention and money thrown at them to keep them in a good working order. Really, the reason why the overall bridge score doesn't do great in Iowa is because we've got thousands, or probably not thousands, but hundreds of county-level bridges on farm-to-market roads that get a lot of agricultural vehicles going across them, and those are really old, and they're maintained as well as possible mostly by secondary roads departments of counties, and they just don't have quite as much funding as like the Iowa DOT or cities to address these bridges. So those county rural bridges are really what brings the overall score down.
Mm-hmm. Could a bridge collapse happen here in Iowa?
It certainly could. I don't want to alarm people, but you know they are looked at frequently, and a lot of times embargoes are put on bridges when they've been deemed to be too safe to be able to, you know, adequately handle larger agricultural vehicles or semis. So a lot of times you'll see a sign leading to one of these rural bridges that says, you know, you can't go over this if you're more than 10,000 pounds or whatever. So that's some of the ways of trying to reduce the risk mm-hmm. associated with those bridges. But, you know, we really need to make sure that the funding gets to the county level and the folks that are addressing those bridges so that those can be brought up to an adequate level.
Mm-hmm. Is it the case that our funding, our revenue stream directed toward our infrastructure is just insufficient to keep up with the wear and tear on the bridges, roads, and other infrastructure?
I think it's been that case for many years. As you know, the state of Iowa did increase the gas tax back in 2015, and that has actually increased funding at all levels, including to counties. But there's been such deferred maintenance, decades of deferred maintenance, and so this money, while it's starting to come in, hasn't had a huge effect because it's really only a couple years old or 3 years old at this point.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, before we go, you mentioned the gas tax. We had that bump in the gas tax to help our infrastructure go through the legislature a couple years ago. That's fairly new. I sure see a lot of construction going on roads and bridges around the state. So we have to just catch up. We have some catching up to do.
Yeah, we do. But I think the Iowa DOT and the various cities and counties that are receiving that additional funding, I think they're doing a great job of making sure that, you know, almost all of that goes towards actual construction, you know, companies and materials going into the actual infrastructure. So we're certainly catching up. It's going to take a little while to get to a higher grade. But what's interesting is we're starting the endeavor of refreshing our infrastructure report card at the state level. So it'd really be interesting to see, once we look at the metrics, how much effect the gas tax has actually had on the grades.
Okay, we'll have to check back. Thank you for your expertise, Aaron Granquist, co-chair of the Next Iowa Infrastructure Report Card, also project manager at the engineering firm HR Green, Inc., from where he joins us in Cedar Rapids. Aaron, thanks again.
Thank you very much, Ben.